pro-Palestinian protesters are backed by a surprising source. This is shocking, people. This is shocking, reasonable folks. They're Biden's biggest donors. Oh my gosh. Are you shocked that George Soros is behind this? Oh, yeah. Well, the folks over at Fox News weren't. Politico mocked for being surprised on who is funding Israel protests. Surprising to who? That's what we're getting into today. Yeah. Here we go. Let's find out who these donors are, what that means. Here we go. This is just not shocking, is it? Oh, surprise. Well, so Biden? Sleepy Joe can't win on this one, can he? He's just getting slammed from the far left. He's getting slammed from people on the right, people down the middle. I'm not really sure where we're going to be on this one, but yeah, it just, you can't win. We can't win with this one. President Joe Biden has been dogged for months by pro-Palestinian protesters, calling him Genocide Joe. Really? Really? I mean, I think it's kind of funny because I'm not a big Joe fan. But it's like, okay, you're going to go down that road, whatever. Genocide Joe, but some of the groups behind the demonstrations receive financial backing from philanthropists pushing hard for his reelection, right? So they're into the whole, let's go, whatever the far left's got going on, let's just support those causes. And that means right now, free Gaza. Absolutely absurd. The whole thing is just, it's wildly absurd. The donors include some of the biggest names in Democratic circles. Soros, George Soros, Rockefeller, and Pritzker, according to a political analysis. Two of the organizers supported, and Politico is shocked at this. Oh my gosh, look what we found. Shocking. That's shenanigans, people. Well, we've always known that. These are the usual shenanigans going on. And then Politico comes up with a statement like this, and you're like, well, how did you think this? Was this a mystery to you in some weird way? Two of the organizers supporting the protests at Columbia University and on other campuses are Jewish Voice for Peace and If Not Now. Both are supported by the Tides Foundation, which is seeded by a Democratic mega donor, George Soros, and was previously supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It in turn supports numerous small nonprofits that work for social change. All these nonprofits, I mean, they all kind of feed into each other. Nefarious people. They're nefarious. It was shenanigans left and right. Soros declined to comment. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has previously funded the Tides Foundation and other groups, said it no longer has active grants to Tides. That's a hot potato. No, but we don't deal with them at all. It also does not support Jewish Voice for Peace or If Not Now. Another notable Democratic donor whose philanthropy has helped fund the protest movement is David Rockefeller Jr., who sits on the board of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. 2022, the fund gave $300,000 to the Tides Foundation, according to nonprofit tax forms. Tides has given nearly $500,000 over the past 5 years to Jewish Voice for Peace, which explicitly describes itself as anti-Zionist. Yeah. So donating to Uncle Joe and then running these crazy campus protests. Interesting. Yeah. Several other groups involved in pro-Palestinian protests are backed by a foundation funded by Susan and Nick Pritzker, heir to the Hyatt Hotel Empire, and supporters of Biden in numerous Democratic campaigns. Yeah, not a lot of right-wingers funding this kind of stuff, are they? No. This is a far left. This is exclusively far left shenanigans. I mean, when you've got the squad, oh, we're the squad, and we want to support all these ridiculous, ridiculous causes, meaning, you know, free Gaza, number one on top of the priority. It's like, okay, who was it? One of the colleges got a commitment that, okay, no, was it Egypt? Egypt committed to ending, to ceasefire? Egypt? I think that's what happened. You're like, okay, yeah. What? Trail of donations shows a series of blurred lines when it comes to liberal causes and democratic politics. Often those missions are aligned. They also sometimes different, and particularly when it comes to Gaza, conflicting agendas and tactics. And a small group of wealthy heavyweights are often playing an outsized role funding many of them. George Soros, right? I mean, he funds district attorneys and he funds a lot of liberal causes because that's what he believes in. We believe that most of that is just straight up evil and shouldn't be happening. And it is the foundation for America's current demise. That's what we believe, right? In, yeah, maybe not in so many words, but more, yeah, it's kind of the way things go. But as protesters' tactics have grown more intense, just like they did with the Summer of Love and the Black Lives Matter, it got kind of co-opted by a little Antifa action. And then all of a sudden, their entire thing was every now and then they throw out a whose lives matter, our lives matter, Black lives matter. They throw out one of those, but, you know, 9 out of the 10 things were just, we're just going to rip down the federal buildings. We just want to create anarchy. And that's what they want to do. So as the protesters' tactics have grown more intense, like taking over university buildings and shouting anti-Semitic remarks, the groups behind them are now attracting criticism from prominent donors on the left. I can't believe what's going on in the college campuses. This is an outrage. Who is supporting this financially? Yeah, people on your side. Yeah, not Trump supporters. Not Trump supporters. Why is the Rockefeller Fund giving significant grants to Jewish Voice for Peace? Yeah, good question. Good question. So then, yeah, you go into a whole bunch of that stuff. The complex funding system, yada, yada. Our grantees and all three portfolios support a broad range of it. Okay, yeah. But you're not seeing anybody from even middle or to the right involved with this nonsense, right? No, we're not. Nobody, no Proud Boy goes, yep, free Gaza, good cause, let's be there. All right, you guys get out your wallets, let's chip $5 in. Got to get him some more flags. No, we're not seeing that at all. It's all from the left, right? Biden is struggling to regain support from young people who went overwhelmingly for him in 2020, and the protests may complicate that effort. As Israel faces increasing criticism from around the world amid the high numbers of civilian casualties in Gaza, demonstrations in the U.S. are only growing more intense. Those at Columbia University in particular have emerged as a thorn in the side of Biden, who finally weighed in on them on Thursday. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law, Biden said. Those are words of wisdom, right? From the big guy himself. Sounds like he got that all out in one entire sentence. You do have a comma in there. It's against the law. But he got it all out in one take. And that's good stuff there. Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduation. None of this is a peaceful protest. Oh, so we've changed our tune from when Antifa and Black Lives Matter just ran around willy-nilly causing shenanigan after shenanigan after shenanigan. Because you know what Uncle Joe said then? Nothing. Nothing. Just, yeah, freedom of speech. The kids got to be able to say what they got to say. That's what everybody on the left said, right? Everybody in love. It's Summer of Love. What could go wrong? The rest of us on the right are like, a lot. Some Democrats are downplaying the protests as a problem for Biden. Elections aren't determined on foreign policy issues. Article goes on to a bunch of nonsense. But you got to remember, all right, this is Politico. This is Politico. This is a surprising source, Biden's biggest donors. Really? You're shocked by that? Huh. Yeah. Join the current conversation, right? Anti-Israel protesters and college campuses are reportedly getting funding from several big-name Democrat donors that have backed President Biden's re-election efforts, according to a report. Democratic donors such as George Soros, David Rockefeller, they've funded pro-Palestinian efforts to protest the Israel-Hamas war. How they can get behind that, I do not know. I do not know. It's like, okay, in order to do that, you got to straight up support some terrorism. You got to say that those kids who got all hopped up on whatever kind of speed it was and took some Viagra and then just took out a bunch of those, you know, those young folks having a great time at a music festival and took some of the females to Pound Town in the process and then murdered them. You're okay with that? All right, let's get behind the Israel, you know, the pro-Palestinian efforts in that war. Let's get behind now. Let's get behind Hamas. Because, I mean, they really did good. How can you do that? I don't get that. How can you do that? And this whole thing of just basically straight going after the Jewish community. How can you support that? I just, you know what I mean? From my perspective, I have nothing against the Jewish people, the Jewish state, anything. I just don't. It's not on my radar, right? Okay. You guys do what you want to do. Jewish Voice for Peace and If Not Now are the main organizations. We heard about that. They're funding from Soros and was supported in the past by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, Bill, were you doing shenanigans with the wrong people? Probably. Rockefeller, we talked about that. Gates Foundation has disputed the Politico report. Spokesperson said the Gates Foundation has no active grants to the Tides Foundation. You know what? They got to cut some huge money, and at times, oops, a little bit went to the terrorists. Okay, all right. Well, maybe nobody will notice. We'll just have to find out. It said the Gates Foundation is not donated to President Biden. You got to be really careful. Did you donate? No. Oh, it says you did here. Uh-oh. Gig's up. How about this one? How about this, folks? Man, here's a picture of George Soros. When's that guy going to die? Right? When's that? I mean, 90 what? Yeah. How is this guy still around? I don't know. He has funded some stuff that I flat don't believe in. Really. I mean, honestly. He believes that this is, you know, his right as a billionaire to donate to these causes. But I really see most of what he's donating to. It's not a First Amendment freedom of speech thing. It's a tear America apart by any means necessary. And he's doing a great job funding what he's funding. All those district attorneys out there that are just, we're not really going to incarcerate anybody now because, you know, racism. It's going to keep everybody running around the streets, and I'm sure it'll work out just fine. Meanwhile, people are just getting murdered. Yeah, that's great. That's good stuff, guys. Politico report headline, pro-Palestinian protesters are backed by a surprising source, was panned online Sunday for finally acknowledging what others had reported months, if not years ago. Months ago on this whole pro-Palestinian thing. Yeah, everybody knows. You can look on this channel and the first two rallies I went to and I covered. I didn't want to go to those rallies. I didn't want to cover them, but I wanted to be able to say, or like what I'm doing right now in this next sentence, I wanted to be able to say I had seen it and I had witnessed who was there and what was going on. Because I had a neighbor who was Jewish say, hey, where do you stand on this whole thing? He's from Israel. And he's like, but you covered. I'm like, yeah, I'm covering it from the standpoint of this is what it looks like. And I want to be able to have a reference point of how that all went down. And so, you know, I think I went from being the enemy to, okay, Sean's only still half crazy. But yeah, I didn't want to go cover pro-Palestinian because that's not my cause, but I'll go cover it. And there also at the time, there were zero pro-Israel rallies. I would have covered that for sure. You didn't have any. I mean, there's hardly any, right? Just that's not a thing. Not a thing. So here's some comments here. This is actually the least surprising thing I have heard all year, said Jaya Rychek, Libs of TikTok creator, wrote on X. It's the least surprising thing, right? I saw this headline and I'm like, this is news? This is news to Politico? What's wrong with you? Where, how far up is your head? Glad you guys could make it. Washington Free Beacon reporter Joe Gabriel Simonson quipped. Hey, glad you could join the party. A party of reality. This is what's going on. Republican Alabama Senator Katie Britt commented, a completely unsurprising source. Yeah. Yeah. Remember that whole Antifa is just a myth thing. And the rest of us were like, no, I don't think that's the case. Cause you've got this faction of anti-fascists running around calling themselves Antifa. You got the far right and they get into it. And when they get into it together, you know, it's not just imaginary people pulling weapons on each other and, you know, having that friendly discussion of ideology. It's straight up Antifa. My last podcast was Antifa, members of Antifa in California were just 11 of them were convicted of conspiracy to riot and a bunch of other charges. It was the main charges that people were quite shocked on was conspiracy to riot. That's because they came in and they hammered the Proud Boys who were doing, you know, hate to say it, but an actual peaceful rally. And they came in and they just wanted to, you know, basically stop the peaceful rally because that's what Antifa does. And then they don't want you to film it. They want to cover up with their masks, have all black on. So that when the S hits the fan, they can run off. And all you can say, did they have any distinctive clothing? Nope. They were all wearing black. All right. I got 45 guys all wearing black with masks. How are we going to identify them? That's their whole goal, right? So a completely unsurprising source. It's so true. Surprising to who? Representative Jim Banks, Republican from Indiana, responded. Surprising to who? Yeah, right? You know, I literally, one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast, somebody who's very dear to me that we do not politically align with, we're on opposite ends of the spectrum, let's just say that, was asking, well, who do you think is funding these pro-Palestinian rights? And I immediately said, George Soros, number one. Kind of looked at me, oh, yeah. Because that's support Democrat causes. Yeah. So this is literally what you've got going on because they believe that this whole thing, it's good. It's all good. Free Gaza. The journalists at Politico, apparently the only people on the planet surprised by this, Spectator contributing editor Stephen L. Miller wrote on Twitter. Yeah. How could you be surprised? This is kind of a known quantity. This is the only surprising if you're brand new to following Democrat money in politics, said the grand old party communicator Matt Whitlock replied. It's so true. It's like, how did we get here? Gabe Kaminsky, investigative reporter for the Washington Examiner, posted several previous reports indicating that Soros and other liberal dark money groups were funding anti-Israel causes. Just so much surprisingness, Washington Examiner columnist E.M. Hayworth mocked. In addition to the anti-Israel protests happening across college campuses, protesters have also repeatedly interrupted President Biden's and other prominent Democrat leader speeches and events. They call Biden Genocide Joe and continue to protest the U.S. involvement in Israel's war with Hamas. Genocide Joe, he's not going to win on this, is he? No, because he's got the far left that he counted on for support. You know, didn't say no when the whole protesting thing in the Summer of Love came up. Most Democrats said very little. They're like, oh, you know, we should probably condemn this, but it's not good for our cause. So we're just not going to say anything. And we're just going to pretend that all the violence, you know, tearing out storefronts and the looting and burning and the giving up police precincts, we're just going to pretend that all this isn't happening. You know, then we can't get vilified for it. Well, Can't do that on this one because the very loud vocal groups of Antifa and whomever it else is funded by these nut jobs. They're hammering on Genocide Joe because he's siding with Israel and he's going down that route because he has to because Israel's an ally. So he's caught in between, right? They're just gonna give him a little 1-2 on each end. The Pritzkers have backed groups that are involved in the pro-Palestinian demonstrations. We talked about that. Why is the Rockefeller Fund giving significant grants to Jewish Voice for Peace, which blamed the horrific October 7th attacks on Israel and the United States, rather than Hamas? Huh. Good question. It's a good question. So that whole thing, I mean, how do you get around the Hamas deal, right? How do you justify that? So you're supporting terrorism. Oh, no, we're supporting the oppressors being oppressed by the oppressed. All right. President spoke out, Sleepy Joe spoke out against anti-Semitism because he has to. Because if he just said, yeah, I don't like the Jews myself, that wouldn't go out well. And I don't think he does. I don't think he cares. He's just being propped up. Can we get another four-year commitment out of you, Joe? Can we stand you up and have you read the teleprompter for another four, Joe? Can you do that? Can you do that? Oh, yeah, I think so. But my uncle got eaten by cannibals. The president spoke out against anti-Semitism and violent protests on Thursday in a quick speech, but reaffirmed his support for the right to peacefully protest. Yeah, but you've got that, and then you've got everything else that these protesters do. You know, and last week it was covered the Portland State University, the Miller Library, I think it was, absolutely tore it apart. It just destroyed it. This graffiti ever. You can check that podcast out. It's crazy. the ridiculous protesters in Colombia, they wanted Colombia to give them a commitment that Colombia wasn't going to blockade their food from them, even though there was no blockade. It just wasn't. And then they asked for this long laundry list of just ridiculous stuff, including gloves without support on the knuckles and for very small hands, because apparently the protesters, small wee little people who need wee little gloves. Nothing wrong with that. That's what they're asking for, right? We are not an authoritarian nation where we silence people or squash dissent. The American people are heard. In fact, peaceful protest is the best tradition of how America responds to consequential issues. But neither are we a lawless country. We're a civil society and order must prevail, Biden said at the White House. All right, so you're going to support these protesters when they get arrested? Yeah, when they get put up on charges? Certainly convicted everybody and their brother, mother, and you-know-who for January 6th. I mean, we're still going there. January 6th, years and years and years later, just giving people sentence after sentence after sentence. Some people were sentenced for their participation in the Black Lives Matter riots, but yeah, most of them not, right? That caused $2 billion, $4 billion, some incredible amount of insurance claim, and even way more than that was uninsured. A lot of it was small businesses in inner city areas, underserved economically. Let's go ahead and light their business on fire. Yeah, nothing says Black Lives Matter more than that, right? So let me be clear. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence, whatever. Yeah, whatever. So everybody kind of just knows, here's the deal. This is what's going on. This is who pays for it. And they do that because of this. And the rest of us sit around going, yep, okay, all right. And not on board with those guys. And, you know, my big thing is not on board with terrorism. No. Whole international thing. I mean, you got the whole Ukraine, you got Israel, you got all this crazy stuff going on. I don't believe we should be involved in a lot of that. It's like, yeah, but there are political allies, Sean. So you need somebody in the Middle East to really be able to run. Okay, whatever. We're just giving billions and billions and billions of dollars for a war so far away. That's the principle of the matter. All right. Principle of matter of this one is if you've been hiding underneath a rock, yeah, some of Sleepy Joe, Genocide Joe's, his supporters, they're funding all the craziness that we're seeing out there. Shocking? Absolutely not. Just shenanigans. Shenanigans from the left. It's what we're doing now. And what I often say is, without those shenanigans, I wouldn't have podcasts for days. So make sure you subscribe, hit that notification bell, all that good stuff, and I will see you on the next one. Thanks again for being here. Thanks again for supporting this channel. I'll see you then. Bye for now.